Hello everyone, and welcome to URB series on the 2024 SU officer elections. Voting is open on the 5th of March, so make sure to head to www.thesubath.com/elections to cast your vote. We are joined in the studio by Anwita, who is running for postgraduate officer. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing all right, yeah. So I'll start off by asking, why are you running for postgraduate officer?
So I came here as a postgraduate researcher. So I wanted to be like, as an international student, I want more integration in the university. And moreover, I likely to say that I won't say that it's not integrated here. It is integrated, but I want more integration. If I got elected, I will work for more integration as a postgraduate officer. And also, I think I make myself a bit easily available to people. Easily available means, I think people who are coming from India or who are coming from some other countries, it takes few months to get to the new system. So I would like to help them with getting to the new system, because personally I faced a lot about it in the last few months when I came here firstly. Yeah.
So more like just to help people settle down.
Yeah, help people settle down and help people with their studies. It's not my work to help people with the studies, but at least with the system I can make sure that they have a easy time, because most of the international students going to lot of stress and all because of a new culture and all. So that's what I want to do as a postgraduate officer.
So can I ask you say you want to make integration easier, what specific ways do you have in mind about making that achievable and making that possible?
I think if I am in the position as a postgraduate officer, so I think that as a position, if I have that right, I want to organize some integrated events, like some workshops or just the international support people do, like that only, but in a more broader aspect, so that everyone get integrated, and it should be compulsorily attending for the students, so that everyone comes and understand. And I think during the welcome week we should give them a prior idea about, not about the study structure, about how things work here, how it will go for them, and how studies are like, if they take it easy, how it won't be stressful. So I think a little bit, it's not a workshop, but it's a brief idea that we got for our coursework structure in our welcome week. Yeah.
Awesome. So what do you think you can bring to this role?
Can you just be more explanatory?
What do you think you could bring to this role that would make it even better than the person who currently is the postgraduate officer?
So you are talking about me, like how can I improve myself as a postgraduate officer?
So working on what's already been done as a postgraduate officer, moving on to the next year, what could you specifically do that, you know, makes you more the best choice for postgraduate officer about you specifically?
So, yeah, because I personally feel the problems and I personally want to solve the problem. And back in my own country, I used to run one social welfare organization. So I have some experience how to integrate people, how to work with problem solving skills. And mostly I think I won't say that only women face problems here, but men also face, but as I'm here doing research, like work with gender equality also, so I want to be like, I want women to be more their rights should be protected more. If they are facing some problem, they can obviously come to the postgraduate officer to find help. Yeah. So as a person, I think it will develop my, I mean, I like to work with the university, and as a person, I want to get more integrate with people, and I love to do that.
Great.
So, like, what have the current committee done this year that you're happy with?
I'm happy with the way people work here. Like, the way as a research student, I can say that the research thing is very integrated here. And I will also say the emails thing are very prompt. Like, whenever you, like, in the student support team, whenever you will email, they will be emailing you. Like, I'm happy with the, like, immediate emailing thing. But the most important thing is, like, I faced when I was back in my country, when someone is emailing from outside the university, it takes a bit longer time to respond. So I think that this should be a little bit improved. That, yeah.
So is that something that you would definitely go into if you were the postgraduate officer?
Yeah, I will like to if I have that right to work on that. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, could you give us 3 words to sum up why people should vote for you?
3 words. For integrity. For easy problem solving. And for being a better... I mean, for helping themselves, to take stand for themselves. Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. So, yeah. Yeah, so, like,
could you, like, give us something about why people, like, what is your main policies as a postgraduate?
Oh, can you just repeat, please?
Could you tell me what are your main policies if you were to become the postgraduate officer?
My main policies, yes, after becoming the postgraduate officer. Policies, how to refer to the policies? I mean, what do you mean by policies?
Like, sort of like, you talked about how you were going to sort of integrate the internationals, but like, so, something else like that.
Yeah, as I am the elected person of the, like, I will be elected if I am becoming the postgraduate officer. So I would like to take suggestions from the students, like what we can improve, and then I can implement, by talking to the authorities, I can implement the policies. So I think it must be more of the student thing than of something imposed on them. So, yeah.
And you've spoken a lot about international integration for postgraduates.
Mm-hmm.
But could you just give us a little bit about why non-international postgraduates should also vote for you?
Obviously, they are obviously, but international students are a minority here. That's why I'm a bit focused on that, but don't mind. Obviously, non-international students will be here, because they will also protect their rights, and they should help us. Like, elected me as the postgraduate officer, I would like to take help from the non-international students, and also like they can only help the postgraduate officer in the integration part more, because if they make friends and if they let me know about the rules and regulations more, and about their perspectives of how they used to work in the previous school or how they wanted it to be, it's obviously like more than good. Yeah.
Excellent. Great. And you say that you're obviously very charismatic and friendly and chatty. Would you say that's the main thing pushing your campaign, or would you say that there's, what would be the one selling point of your campaign for why, you know, why should we vote for you?
I think for integration only, integration for international and non-international students, because what I face, I would specify on this, because what I face, like, there is a bridge between the non-international and international students. So in international students think that non-international students don't want to integrate with them, but it's not true, because as a person, I socialize with random people. I mean, I socialize with any person because I have to survive here. I am all alone here. I have to make new friends. So, but there are this concept that maybe they won't like to be friends, they always be. So I think this is like both the international and non-international students, like international students have this stereotype, so this stereotype should be broken. And I don't think that non-international students have such stereotypes, but they think that international students, they also have the same thinking, like, okay, they let them go if they are not want to socialize with it. So I think non-international students will help more in the integration, because it's their, they know the system better than the international students.
Yeah, so we are at the end of our time now, but thank you. And make sure, and please, yeah, hopefully you guys will vote online.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a nice time. And thank you for taking